What's up, y'all? What it do? Come on in, come on through. So listen, I just want to say I love y'all, and I hope you showed some gratitude for waking up this morning, because it's a beautiful time to be alive. No matter what has went wrong, no matter what has shifted your course, it's a beautiful freaking day to be alive. If you're able to see this message or hear this message, like, it's that, okay? But I wanna just kind of talk about a couple of things. I know that as you're growing and moving into new places and new spaces and opportunities, sometimes you shift apart from the people that, you know, you thought you were gonna be taking everybody with you to the top type shit. Excuse my language for the religious sweet ears. I know that it feels a little painful, you know, allowing that old skin to kind of shed off and let go of people that just, you know, are just not in your season right now. Or people that, you know, you just don't fit with the type of people that, you know, they surround themselves with. It's okay, even if it's like family sometimes, like when you're growing and elevating and you're having new ideas and, you know, you need to expand. Some people don't like expansion. Some people don't like it's cool when you was at the bottom, but like once you start getting a little bit too much, they be like, like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So everybody is not like that though. Listen, everybody is not envious or, you know, because sometimes it's subconscious. Like sometimes people literally just get uncomfortable or they get a little envious or a little bit jealous because they feel like, you know, you're going to switch up on them or leave them or whatever, which they, you know, that mindset is what, you know, is probably getting them left, you know, and that's okay. The key to this message, what I'm saying is, you have to learn that it's okay to separate yourself and elevate, but not have beef with people. Like, you could literally not even, I know it's people that I grew from, and they done talked the most mess about me, or gossiped in any type of way about me, telling, you know, my business and stuff like that. And, you know, that's okay. You know, it's still okay. But it's just, it happens. It happens to all of us. It's, you know, it's not just you. I just want to be transparent. Like, it's not just you. I grow through things like y'all do. You know, a lot of people are thinking like, I just got it all together and I just, you know, no, like I be meeting people that's like not worth a damn, or I be meeting people that's worth a damn, but they don't see it. So like they act in a certain manner that blocks their own blessing, you know? And with me, like, you know, once you, I'm gonna make you stand on that, you know, whatever it is. Like, you know, it's just a season of where you have to be comfortable and okay with shifting. If you're doing the work, if you're praying every day, if you're taking the time to meditate for at least 5 to 10 minutes every day, you know, just slowing your mind down. If you're doing the work in, you know, the shadow work, journaling when you have your triggers, if you are literally doing what you have to do to better yourself for yourself and also for the people around you, you're gonna attract people that are also into bettering themselves and also bettering the people around them. I may have, you know, like in the past, like when I was younger, I thought I was always going to be with the people that I was with in elementary school or middle school, high school, college, like, you know, and now, like, most of them people, like, I could high and buy them, you know, like, I had great moments with some, like, with some of them, some people, like, shit, like, don't even look my way for real, because I'm still, I forgive you, and I don't wish you any harm or anything like that, because I wish you the best, genuinely, even if you did what you did. But don't even get in my face like that, because ain't shit sweet like that, no. It's sweet, but it ain't sweet, baby, you know what I'm saying? So, nah, I'm just playing, y'all, but, nah, I'm not, but, seriously, though, you know, like, everybody is not always just going to be able to go. And we had to grow through certain situations for years to allow so much skin to shed. But now, we've been doing this work. We got our exfoliating going on at least once or twice a week. You know, we got our butters and we got our oils and, you know, like, we're shedding that old skin and that new skin. That new skin. Oh, honey, it is attracting the same, okay? The ones that are also, you know, taking care of that skin, that are also into helping other people take care of that skin, okay? Like, I don't know if y'all know where I'm going with this, like, you know, but I see it, okay? And if you see it, then you see it. If you hear it, then you hear it. If you painting it, you painting it. But yeah. So, don't be afraid to allow people to shift away, and don't think that it has to be beef. And if you're noticing people shifting away from you, maybe it's time that you do some inner work and figure out, like, okay, like, is this something, like, why is, if it's bothering you, why is this bothering me? You know, or like, if it's making you angry, why is this making me angry? Why am I taking it personally? You know? Or if people are shifting away from you, you may be repelling energy that, you know, like, when you're like vibrating at a higher frequency, when you are seeing life in a new manner, when you're opening your mind to new things, not everybody want to hear all of that. Not everybody wants to hang with that. It's boring to a lot of people. When you're into healing yourself and not living a toxic life and wanting to go be out in the streets all the time and, you know, wanting to argue in relationships, like, not everybody is into that. Not everybody want to talk about growing, or, you know, yeah, everybody gossips a little. It's okay. Like, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I be seeing people out here in public sometimes, and I'm like, child, I know you lying. But, you know, like, you know, not too much, you know, because who am I to judge, you know? But come on now. Y'all know it's natural. God know me, and I love everybody. Kind of sort of like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I have a pure heart, you know, pure intentions, but it's funny. Sometimes I feel like it's just, you know, a little juggy joke, but everybody does it, but just not into, like, the extent of sitting around and gossiping about people all day, like, nah, like, you know, we all, you know, players mess up, you know, but we not about to sit up here and just do that all day, like, okay. And to a certain extent, because I done said stuff in the past that it was true, But like, I would never say it now. Like, it's certain things that, you know, you don't say and hurt people. But we're not doing that. We're not trauma bonding with people. Like, me, the type of person I've always been, like, I'm not about to keep learning the same damn lesson. If you're not gonna learn a lesson, like, I'm not into learning the same lesson over and over and over again. So we shouldn't have to keep doing the same old mistakes, hurting people, or being the person that continuously gets hurt in the same position. Oh no, you're showing too many red flags. You know, like, everybody has red flags, and you can speak on the red flags, or you can, like, kind of just, you know, pay attention and see if it's really happening. You know, a couple of times, keeping your eye out, but taking note. But when it's time to distance yourself, you know when it's time to do that. So do it. Bust a move. Do what you have to do. Not everything is going to be perfect. Not everything is going to be perfect. And that is okay. Just take the time to go to God, or go to your, whoever you pray to, like, whatever you call your higher power, because at the end of the day, it's source, okay? Go to source, okay? That's what I'm going to say. Go to source, okay? Go to source. And ask, seek clarity. It is okay to question. It is okay to ask questions. Once you learn that it's okay to ask questions on, like, why, you know, like, God, why do I feel this type of way? Why am I in a season of where I have to be alone right now? What is the lesson that I need to learn? Ask questions. Once you learn how to ask questions, you'll be okay and more patient with kids asking you questions. A lot of people tell me, like, when they see me talking to my son, yeah, I be having to, like, you know, get on to him sometimes, because at the end of the day, I'm raising a king, so I have to put my foot down. You know, when a queen is talking, this is what it is. Just like we would be in the kingdom. look at me sounding like Scrappy Mama, but peacefully. But, like, you know, I'm okay with him asking me questions. You have to be okay with asking questions. To a certain extent, like, don't be asking me too much. Like, certain things is discreet. There's, you don't have access to that, like, yet. You know? But, yeah. You ask questions and ask for peace. Ask for the ability to be able to... Ask for the ability to be able to see what's going on, if you're ready to see things of why you're shedding, why you're growing away from people. It doesn't always have to be bad. Not all your friends that you shed away from are going to be, like, ain't shit friends. You feel me? Like, sometimes it is just time for you to be put in a whole new state, whether it's state of mind, mentally or physically. Sometimes it is that time. Sometimes it is that time. Sometimes you are physically going to move to a new state. Sometimes you are physically going to move to a new home. Sometimes you are physically going to move to a new apartment. Sometimes you are physically going to move to a new city, a new country. Okay, take it as it resonates. Take it as it resonates. But sometimes it's that, you know? So allow yourself to flow. allow yourself to grow, allow yourself to expand, and whoever is meant is going to also be expanding. You guys are going to be able to bounce ideas off of each other and both act, both make the move, both do what you have to do to grow to the vision. And the people that you don't feel comfortable like just sharing your business with, don't share your business or force yourself to share your business with them. Don't do it. Do not do it. Don't do it. Love yourself. That's all you really need to do. Seek source and love yourself. Your loving yourself is going to allow you to be able to love the people around you and be able to accept the people that are coming into your life to love you properly in the most beautiful way that won't second guess yourself. Or will second guess your love because you don't second guess your own love. You see, as you're shedding the old skin, you're falling in love with the new skin. You're not holding on to the old skin anymore. You're allowing yourself to be in the new space and attract the great love because that's how you love yourself first. It's up there. It is stuck there. Like, do you understand? It's time. It is time. Don't be afraid. Don't be telling people, you know, if you don't feel like you're comfortable doing it. Don't do it. Love y'all. I thank y'all for coming in to listening. I thank y'all for coming in to listen. I'm having to slow it down sometimes. Thank y'all for coming in to listen. Enjoy your day. Make it a great one. It's a great time to be alive. Know that. Please keep going. Please keep shedding the people that are not meant to be in your life. Because there's a lot of people snaking people out here. And we have to grow with love. Show people love, but shift your love more on yourself. So you are not depending on other people's love or growing in envy because they're not loving you properly. No, we're just going to go ahead and reshift the perspective and attract the people that are going to love you for you. That are going to show you what it looks like to love yourself because you're working on loving yourself. So, and they're loving themselves enough to love you too. Yeah, let's do this for real if we gonna do it, okay? But anyways, y'all have a great day. Love on your family. Share this message with somebody because they might need it, you know? They might be feeling really lonely and in all actuality, we're all here in spirit. We have a tribe here. So, it's okay, you know? Let's do this the right way. Show yourself some love today. Be kind to yourself. Don't be so uptight with yourself. Allow yourself to laugh again and attract people who make you genuinely laugh again. And I love y'all. Thank you so much for sharing my messages. I see the numbers going up. Like, I'm just so excited. And thank you, you know. Thank y'all so much. Share this with somebody and tell somebody how grateful you are for them and that you love them. Screenshot this and put it on your Instagram or your Facebook. And just let me know, you know, how y'all felt about the message or something that you learned today. See y'all later.